This is Nitin, and you're on InsurTech 101 podcast today. Here we talk insurance and technology in insurance, problems, solutions, and what is out there. May it be interesting use cases, listening from experts, and answering some of your questions. Sponsored by Yours, an InsurTech based out of Singapore, helping big brands in insurance with innovative digital solutions in consumer experience, underwriting, claims, pricing, and much more. Contact them at help@yours.com.sg. Today, we invite Damien Cummings to our show to dig deeper on the topic of CX. Hey, Damien, maybe you want to take a couple minutes to introduce yourself. So glad to have you here.
Thanks, Nitin. I really appreciate the invitation. So, hi, everyone. My name is Damien Cummings. I'm currently the chief of the digital strategy and leadership practice at the National University of Singapore. But I've actually spent about 30 years of my career really at the cutting edge of digital innovation. I've held marketing roles. I've been in sales. I've been in e-commerce. Basically, anything to do with digital, data, and CX, I've probably done at some point in my career.
Thanks a lot, Damien. Let's just dig deep into what is CX. I've always been intrigued by why it's not popularly called consumer experience instead of the traditional customer experience. What are your views on that one?
Yeah, very good point. I guess, you know, you kind of ignore or forget our friends in the B2B side as well. And so often there's kind of a B2B2C play as well. So I think it's probably going for a more of an all-encompassing term. But to define it, it's really the holistic, whether that be the sensory, whether it be the behavioral or the overall journey someone's experiencing with a service or a product. That could be as simple as someone logging into an internet banking application or actually someone actually standing in line waiting for the teller to serve them. Every aspect of that experience actually is usually covered under the CX banner.
Amazing. That's great. So now with this pandemic, how do you define CX? I mean, since we can't be, as you said, standing in a line or physically even meet, it's not tangible. So how do you define it?
Well, very simply, it's all about digital, isn't it? I mean, that digital journey is not new. It's been kind of going for, you know, 30, 40 years. But I think what we've seen with the pandemic is that everything has become hyper-digital, hyper-connected, and right now. I think people are immensely frustrated that they can't physically go to a bank. I think they're very frustrated that they can't just call up a call center and actually get an immediate response. So what we're seeing is that it's really got to be a great experience digitally enabled and actually to respond to either self-service issues or ordering issues or anything you need, just faster, better, cheaper, and with a better experience.
Okay, so if you put it that way, Damien, right? I mean, what are the trends you are seeing in CX thanks to the pandemic? I mean, maybe you want to share the top two that you think will stay or go away or are emerging.
Well, there's a couple of things. I think people are very demanding. We're seeing at the moment a rise of self-service and self-help. That means that you don't want to wait for someone else to support you. If you want to change your address details in the system, or you actually need a transaction history, or you need to understand what your insurance policy looks like, there should be a tool that allows you within a couple of clicks to actually search your profile, see what's happening. And that needs to be as simple and easy to use as possible. The second aspect, I think, what we're seeing, and again, particularly in the financial services and the insurance tech space, is a rise of transparency. Again, so much around insurance tends to be behind kind of foggy walls or kind of very opaque, but the rise of transparency in customer service, the rise in transparency of the whole end-to-end experience is really going to separate the best leaders in this space versus the laggards.
Okay, so I think you also alluded to financial services and you shared, you know, where things are going to get. Is there anything else that maybe the laggards can do with the plethora of neo and challenger banks in this space, especially in Singapore?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've actually worked in a couple of banks, Standard Chartered and Citibank, so big international banks. And my experience on the inside has been they're a very slow moving. And yes, there's loads of digital banks, neo banks, challenger, fintech, and so on. So what I found is that if you're going to work with some of these players, you've got to look for, I guess, niche areas where it can really make a difference. I think trying to go up against a big bank and trying to do the same things that they do, like offering credit services, offering loans, and so on, is a very poor idea. The benefit of a neobank, challenger banks, and other fintechs is that they can do things faster, better CX, more transparency, greater responsiveness, and cheaper fees. So I think pick a lane. What is it? Do you want to offer the best service? Do you want to offer the cheapest service? Work with those neobanks, work with those kind of challenger banks, because they're the ones that actually are cutting through to customers nowadays. You're seeing a kind of a big kind of exodus away from traditional financial services into these players. And so I think jump on the rocket ship. I think that's probably the best advice I can give someone considering the space.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Damien. As just, I know for sure, like as an SME, you know, Aspire is doing really well. And that really redefines how you can do banking for small business.
Well, I was actually going to say, I mean, you're really deep in the space. So what's your take on CX and insurance? I mean, you do a lot of innovative and strategic work in this space. I mean, what's your two cents?
Yeah, Damien, I think alluding to what you said, right, I think the consumer is looking for a connection with the brand, as well as looking for more transparency. So that means they need to be simpler products. They need to be the coverages need to be clearly articulated, what will be covered, what will not be covered. And especially with the pandemic, everything should be available via mobile, via online. In fact, we've even done stuff where insurance is embedded. So you can quickly buy an insurance while you're waiting for your coffee. So I think with that, Damien, I really thank you for joining us today. It's a wrap for today. And I think I hope you enjoyed and you will come back to our show. And I hope our listeners also enjoy. And if you'd like to collaborate, feel free to reach us at help@yours.com.sg. And till then, ciao from Singapore and see you next time. Again, thanks a lot, Damien.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers.